When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. With the sun shining and the days longer, summer certainly a great time to tackle home improvement projects that you have just not had time for. Now, whether you're deep cleaning, repairing, or reinventing, each project is a step towards a more comfortable, more efficient, and yes, a more beautiful home. Here's a few tips for your home improvement projects that'll boost your home's beauty, its function, and its value. You can pick one or two to start, and you might find yourself inspired and do the whole list. Let's hope for that, and here we go. How about restaining your deck? Yep, summer is prime deck season, so now's the time to get yours looking its best. Whether you're hosting a weekend cookout or just enjoying your morning coffee outdoors, a freshly stained deck or fence makes all the difference. Staining not only revives faded wood, but also helps protect it from the sun, moisture, as well as insects. It's possible to do it yourself, and you could hire a local deck pro and save the time, but you're going to have to pay the price, right? And if you need repairs done before staining, fence fixes can run a few hundred dollars, while deck repairs can be more depending on the extent and the materials. Your deck also will need to be resealed every couple of years or maybe redecked with materials that don't need to be stained. Those are the blended materials with sawdust and vinyl. It's really the new phenomenon in decking and an option to save you from having to stain the deck. Now, let's go take a look at the lawn. A green, lush lawn is a summer must-have, but you don't have to stop at mowing. Think about upgrading your landscaping with flower beds, maybe some fresh mulch, or even a new sprinkler system. Installing an irrigation system might seem like a splurge, but if you're tired of dragging the hose around, it is a time saver that pays off. You want a bonus benefit? A professionally maintained lawn adds curb appeal and could boost your home's resale value down the road. Now, you hear me talking about this next one all the time, and that is drain your water heater. And it might not be glamorous, but draining your water heater should be a part of your summer maintenance checklist. Over time, sediment will build in the tank, reducing its efficiency and indeed shortening its lifespan. A simple flush can help your heater run better and supply you more hot water, vital for that post-beach shower, right? And this DIY task will only take you about 30 minutes, and most manufacturers recommend you do it on a regular schedule. Now, if you're unsure how, well, talk to a plumber or give me a call on Saturday morning here on WBEN. Next on the list is keeping cool and maybe installing a ceiling fan. Now, it doesn't have to mean cranking the air conditioner up. Ceiling fans can offer you an option as far as moving air and provide you an energy-efficient way to circulate that air and make your space more comfortable. They're especially handy for those in-between weather days where you don't really feel like it's ready for AC and need just a little fresh air. Maybe open the window and turn on the ceiling fan. Good idea, huh? Now, a typical cost installation for a fan is about $250, plus the cost of the unit, which can range from a basic model of $50 to a designer model of $1,000. They also make a style statement, so if your ceiling looks bare, Yeah, it's a nice added touch. And lastly, we'll wrap it up with repairing cracked concrete. Uneven walkways and cracked patios are not just eyesores, they are also trip hazards. Summer's dry weather makes it the best season to repair concrete. For minor cracks, DIY kits are available and cost-effective. For larger damage, and if it's just too unsightly, yeah, let's look at getting that replaced. Concrete repairs and replacement could range into the thousands, depending on the square footage involved. Addressing these issues prevents anything from getting worse, especially when the freeze-thaw cycle kicks in and we have more damaged next year. So there you go. I just kept you busy for the weekend, huh? Hey, if you missed any of this report, if you want to hear it one more time, that's easy. Simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you, and I will be here for you with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 10 till noon here on WBEN. Hammer Time Radio is brought to you by Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.